Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Tis the season, my friend.
Have you done all your shopping?
Well, no. I've got stocking stuffers to get. But I'll tell you why I hesitated on that is because...
You're not getting me nothing, are you?
Well, I get you the same gift every year.
Nothing?
Yeah. The gift of my company for the following
that's
year.
That's not a gift.
No, that's not good.
Okay. That's not a gift.
But it is kind of... It goes down what I was going to say. We're focused as a family more around experience this year.
Okay.
Than gifts. And I'm really curious to see what our guest is going to say about that because, you know, we talk about supply chain problems and there's all kinds of stuff going on in the world right now from a, you know, from an economics perspective. But the impact that the broader economic conversation has is when you go to the store, right? And you're trying to find a gift. Maybe it won't be there.
I went on my list and I looked down my list and I had this somewhat idea because of who I'm buying for, and of course you're not on the list, Dave, that surprise. Anything that was electronic or required a chip, I ordered earlier.
Yep.
What I made the mistake of is, I'll just pick up the clothing items for my kids later on, and literally last week, this size out of stock, that size out of stock. I'm like,
uh-oh.
I thought it was only a chip problem. I didn't know that we couldn't, because I didn't think about this whole flood issue coming in across and these, you know, and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, we're cool. We're good to go. My kids have to gain a lot of weight by Christmas in order to fit the clothes that I just bought them. Holy cow.
Oh my gosh.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about shoppers and their impact and what's going to happen throughout this pandemic. We've got a great guest today, Dave.
Yeah, Casey Runyon, VP Managing Editor for Brad's Deals. Casey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So is the experience that we're having here, is that unique to us or... What do people have to know for this Christmas season?
You know, absolutely not unique. I was really laughing because, you know, the chip shortage has been, you know, so discussed. And I think that's where a lot of people have been focusing. But it is, I've been saying nothing is safe. Right. And it's not that the shelves are bare. It's not that there's nothing, but it's things that you wouldn't even expect are out of stock. And, you know, and sometimes it takes a minute to even figure out why is this. I was trying to buy some moisturizer with SPF and I went to buy my usual one out of stock. Then I went to another one from the same, you know, maker out of stock. Like so many of them were out of stock. And I'm like, okay, these are made in the USA. So what's going on here? And it's gotta be some ingredient that is, you know, in that moisturizer that needs to be brought in from overseas and it's just not available right now. And, or something like that, or the bottle, or some, you know, there's something happening. Nothing is safe. So that means that people do have to, you know, maybe change their plans. I mean, maybe, you know, feed the children a little bit more so they're a little bigger. just kidding.
No, I think you're hitting something that most people weren't really thinking about, that it goes beyond the technology. Moisturizer would have never known that it could be something in that packaging. Most packaging is not made in the US or Canada. It's made in foreign countries, primarily Asia, and so forth. So there are issues in that sense. Let's talk about substitutes. How easy is it for someone to substitute from one product to another? So let's use your moisturizer. You went online, you couldn't find it. What did you do? Did you substitute with another moisturizer or did you just say, forget it, I'm just gonna do something else?
Well, we have to take care of our skin, you know, and SPF every day matters. So I was, after I went through, I was not my first choice, second choice, it was probably my eighth choice. You know, but I found one. I don't like it quite as much as my normal, but you know, it's getting the job done. And I think, you know, that's where people are you know, really sort of stuck. You know, if you are looking for a PlayStation right now, new generation, current generation, good luck. I mean, and for many people, a substitute to the Xbox is not going to be what they want. And so for some things, it is just straight out of luck. I mean, like that's just the reality right now.
Casey, are you finding it different for inventory levels based upon the company that you're shopping at? And let me give you an example. Boutique businesses throughout North America, them versus the big box companies. We're hearing companies like Target, Walmart, have better supply chain systems, able to get the product you need in a higher likelihood mm-hmm. of happening
yeah.
than if you are mom and pop shop or small business in some part of Canada. Good luck. You're not going to get as much from them. Is the information I'm reading accurate to what you're seeing?
You know, I think it is better at the larger stores, but we are still seeing a lot of inventory pressure. Things that are, selling out more quickly than we would expect when they went on their Black Friday or Cyber Monday prices. It's like, oh, that was, really live for 10 minutes and then it was gone at Walmart, at Target. So it is a mix of things, but in general, they are going to have, because they've been doing things like at Walmart, paid for its own container ships, to be coming in from overseas and things like that. So they just have that leverage and that ability. And there's also and I do think we're going to see an impact from this. Retailers, those big retailers are doing what's been termed panic buying. Same as toilet paper at the beginning of the pandemic, but people okay, if we're not going to get it from here, let's order it from here and see, if one of them comes in, which is going to, I believe, at some point lead to inventory surplus and potentially lower prices. I think January and February could be really interesting in terms of sale pricing and just seeing what happens, because eventually all of the stuff is going to get here.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll tell you a story of what I did. I went online with a online company, tried to buy their product. They said, we can ship it to you between January 25th and February 13th. Perfect for Christmas shopping, by the way. Delivery options are a concern here for me because I'm lazy. I don't leave my home and I want it now. The minute I press the button, it should arrive at my door. That's how I am. So what's happening with delivery options? What should we be thinking about those types of issues?
So my first thing that I want to say is I would not trust that delivery date. All right, because that's all, anytime they're estimating out in the future, they don't have it, right? That's the reason it's going to take so long. And those programs that estimate how long something is going to take to get to you, they're not going to be very good right now because every part of the supply chain is experiencing issues. And so whatever algorithm is working on is not going to be as reliable. So don't trust it. And don't think that just because, a lot of people are very reliant on Amazon Prime shipping, they will start taking things off of Prime shipping, and it's going to happen, I would say, probably sooner than people expect. I would expect around the 20th, you're going to start seeing far fewer items available for Prime shipping on Amazon. And, if Amazon is sort of the gold standard of fast shipping, other companies do offer, very fast shipping, but it's going to really start to degrade as we get closer to
Casey, just real quickly, as part of the substitution, I made the comment earlier about experience. I'm hearing a lot of this, people substituting this Christmas goods for experiences. Is that something, is that a trend you are seeing or you can speak to?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have been seeing, since earlier this year, we have started seeing a lot of engagement with travel type deals that we're posting. And consumers, I think, are really looking to do things and get, there's been this, lockdown mentality for so long now, and people are wanting to get out and do things. And even just think about it, we're seeing such high engagement when we post travel related content. And I think that really speaks to people. It's aspirational. It's like, I want to think about this. I want to make plans. And so, that experience then just lines up right with that, I think.
Yeah.
Casey, we have about a minute left to go before we have to go to commercial break. Give us some tips for people who are doing their holiday shopping. Give me two or three tips that we can share with the audience.
All right. So the first one is, if you have already purchased something, keep an eye on it at the store that you bought it from. And because we are seeing Black Friday type price, like pricing that beats Black Friday or Cyber Monday, and we'll continue to see that, it isolated, it's different places. But so follow up on your items that you've purchased, because a lot of retailers will just refund you the difference if you say, hey, I bought this for $60 and it's $50 now, and you get $10 back, easy. Another one I would say, hang on to your receipts, and because we do have extended holiday return periods. So you want to keep those receipts and take advantage of them. It, you know, if you find something elsewhere at a lower price, you can always return the more expensive one. Mm-hmm. And just have a backup plan, I think, and do your shopping now. Don't wait.
Yeah, good advice. Okay, thank you very much, Casey Runyon, VP Managing Editor for Brad's Deals. We appreciate you joining us today, Casey.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Well, I mean, gifts, Christmas or otherwise, all part of the experience that people have, and part of that is in the retirement experience and travel and experience, all of those things.
And they all
are
cost
about
money.
Lifestyle.
And they all cost money.
You
and
bet.
So how do you make sure you have your income for life so you can enjoy all the things, not just Christmas, but your entire lifestyle? How do you bulletproof your retirement? We're going to have a seminar on that on Tuesday, December 7th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, when volatility spikes and markets move down, how do you know if you're on track and your retirement is secure? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.